Hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I would love to welcome back my trusty sidekick, Jen.
Hello.
She's back, and well, now you don't have to listen to me solely talk, so that's good.
Girl, it was.
I told the listeners, it's lonely here.
I love it.
But your dynamic duo is back in the saddle again. So we are ready. Now, we're coming to you with a new little series. Jen, can you tell us about this said series?
Yeah, we've been talking about the underlying issue for us all. And we believe that it's stress management.
Yes.
So if we manage our stress better, we have other tools for dealing with our stress, then we can more easily and effectively manage our weight, right? So
exactly.
Knowing that, we wanted to talk about a particular topic today, or a certain area of life. We thought today we will talk about work stress. So talking about how those of us who work, which I think most of us do nowadays, and even if you don't get paid for your job, if you're a mom, you work. So work stress, how a stressful day at work can impact our food habits, and kind of just digging into that, how it used to be and how it is now, how we want it to be, what you could do, you know, besides eating, just all the things. So.
Yep, exactly.
Ta-da! Work stress. Let's
so
talk about
it's
it.
It's fun stuff. So I was telling Jen a little bit ago about my stressful week at work and how I was really tempted by all these foods in the grocery store. I walked around the store. I picked all the things up. I thought about my decisions. I walked around, put a lot of it back. And I was just telling her how, like, I would want to just go... you know, sit in my car and just like shove my face while I drove home. But I was like, you know, no, I can get one thing. So I got like healthier gummy worms.
Nice.
I got that.
Yes.
And I ate those and I said, okay, time to not think about this, or like, I guess not eat in a way that I would be using it to soothe my woes in that moment. So using it, like thinking about, okay, what foods am I going to be okay with eating now that are going to satisfy whatever craving I have, but ones that I'm not going to be like shameful of later on. I also got cereal, healthier cereal.
Nice.
It's fine. So
So it sounds like you really have noticed that food guilt doesn't help anything, right? So,
correct.
Honestly, I was talking to our other gal, this other assistant coach, yesterday, and we were talking about how it's not that we don't emotionally eat anymore, but we are getting better at eating the right foods for us. So she's like, I still emotionally eat. I just eat the right stuff for me, you know? And so I think that the more we listen to our body and pay attention to how foods make us feel and how we want to feel, the better we get at like respecting our bodies. Like then you're not hurting your body. Like,
right.
You sounds like you made a better choice on which sugar you're going to eat.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Because you knew that you didn't want to feel bad later, right? So it's like all about the intention. I love that.
Right. And just like recognizing in that moment what I am doing. Because before I would just be like, oh, this sucks. Let me just buy the cookies. But in the moment, as I was walking around the store, I'm like, oh, I'm tempted to grab all the sugar and emotionally eat. Okay. Let me just think about this while I walk around the store and think about what I'm about to do. That way, in that moment, you're still giving yourself the option so you don't feel like you're fully depriving yourself. But in the moment, you're like, do I want this or do I want this? And in that moment, I chose to not do it. But I could have chosen to do it as well. So it's all about like recognizing you do have a choice and not just falling into whatever your subconscious is telling you to do, I guess. So
yes, yes.
Kind of what I was
saying. And do you want some hot seat coaching?
Yeah. Duh.
I say this partly for the listener's benefit. What I have realized is that what we're talking about here is part of the equation, and going even deeper, because you know how I like to do that, I would ask yourself, for me, when I have a stressful day at work, what I've realized it really boils down to is that things that were said or done made me feel, or I allowed them to make me feel badly about myself. And honestly, we have a choice about that too. And so I would ask myself, or this is what I've been doing, is when I walk away from a scenario and I realize I'm not feeling the same as I was walking into this scenario, or a conversation is usually what, honestly, I think it all boils down to relationships. And so when I walk away from a conversation, I realize it's if something was said to me, and I'm not feeling as good, I realize that something was said to me, there was a defining moment where I started to second guess myself. Something that was said to me hurt my feelings, and that's okay. But I get to decide if I believe what was said to me or if I want to like challenge that belief in my own head. Yeah. And the better I get at like challenging my beliefs and realizing that I get to decide what I believe is my truth or not, then the less food is a thing, even a thing. Like I don't even find myself wanting to eat outside of the need for fuel.
Right. So it sounds like you're just becoming at more peace with yourself to in a way that like you've built a foundation that way, and the outerlying things they're not like
not as much
you as much.
But when I'm not as conscious, like right. So if I'm tired or I have more things going on, or I just like not as right. aware, I do find myself still like reaching for more snacks than I normally would have.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
So just, there's different times and seasons, but overall, the less we make the behavior wrong and recognize like there is, if there were no good or bad foods in your life, or there were no good or bad thoughts or good or bad, you know what I mean? It's all the judgment of it. If there was no good or bad foods, but you were just, you could eat whatever you wanted. What if you did, what if no foods made you gain weight? Then what, right? Like, so you can, honestly, you can eat whatever you want to eat. We can all eat whatever we want to eat, but we live with the consequences of what we eat, right?
Exactly.
And so then when I start to notice like, oh, that food just actually eating those foods actually, or drinking that wine or whatever made my hard day harder, because then I feel even worse later or the next day. Maybe I choose a different food, or maybe I choose not to have the wine or less wine, or it's like in my world there's not actually a bad or good, there's like how do you want that to be, and you get to make a choice.
Yep, exactly.
And it's all a practice.
It's not
like one thing is better than the other, or like somebody's doing better than me or whatever or not, like it's all a practice, and we're all learning and growing all the time. So
yep. Exactly. Well, I like it. Do you have anything else to add?
I think that the only other thing I want to say is that I think the first step is the choice of whether I want to eat or not. But then also there are other things that we can do that make us feel good. Yeah. And so just kind of thinking through that a little bit, like at the end of a day, like, not how can you distract yourself, because I'm not actually here to tell you that the eating is wrong. I think the first step for me was always making a better choice, but then additionally having things in your toolkit, that other things that help you feel better, that are like you have easy access to, like would talking to a friend feel better, like would that help you feel better to like process out loud, or would it help you to like write down what you went through, and just that helps you decompress, right? Like just get it out of your own head onto paper. Would it help you to hear, like listen to some music, or to move your body, not necessarily exercise, but like take a little walk, or light a candle and read a good book or a puzzle or a TV show. Like sometimes I just need to get out of my own head and just distract myself from the negative spiral that I, like the overthinking that I can do.
Yeah. So what's been your go-to to do all that lately?
Lately, the thing that I've actually been working on doing every single day, it sounds hilarious, I'm working on doing a puzzle, but I've been working on getting my puzzle out, because we just have a poster board and I like get it down, put it on the table and just do a little bit of the puzzle. But it helps me realize I don't always have to be like working or productive.
Yeah.
And so that's something I like doing, but that's not like an immediate fix for like I had a bad day at work, but just the consciousness of like I don't always have to be productive has been good for me. I also sometimes put on like, they're not meditations per se, but well they are, but I have some like on YouTube, there's some like positive thinking, like motivational, like inspiration type of like, I think they're called meditation, but anyways, that I like to put on, that are just like, everything's working out for me, it's all good, like, and so that sometimes helps me, because it's just a more positive way of thinking. So
I like it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, for me, this week I decided to go take a run in the rain, and that was really...
Ooh, I took a walk in the rain the other night. Yes.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
At first I'm like, ugh, it's so cold, but then you get out there and you're like, wow.
Actually, the fresh air is good.
I know. It's like funny how quickly we forget that. But it's a big hack, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, yeah, because also stuff. You're changing the way that your body feels so that and then you think different. So.
Yep. Amen, sister.
Yeah.
All right. So,
do the thing that works for you. There's lots of ideas thrown out here, but overall, we just wanted to remind you that you're not alone, and it is possible to change our habits. So.
Amen. All right. Well, what should our listeners do at this point?
Have a great day. And if this was good for you, then go to the show notes and we will drop a link for the online course that's on sale right now, Beyond the Diet. That is gonna help you with stress management tools. It's just a do-it-yourself type of online course that gives you the tools needed to build new habits for lasting weight loss.
Yes, amen.
So,
all right.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next. Well, not see you. Talk to you next week. Ta-ta.
Bye.